Nolte, Disney's Wish officially a box office catastrophe, LOL. By John Nolte on December 2, 2023. The Disney grooming syndicate's Wish is officially a box office catastrophe. Any hope this $200 million holiday offering would hold through the holidays died in week two. By Monday, after two weekends in release, including the lucrative Thanksgiving weekend, Wish will sit at a pathetic $42 million. Ha 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 ha, deep breath, ha 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 ha. Cough 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 ha. Had Wish opened to $42 million, it would have been a disappointment. In its second weekend, this sucker crashed 61% compared to last weekend, and that was a 61% drop from an already disastrous opening. The idea that a major Disney animated feature, much less one meant to celebrate the grooming syndicate's 100th anniversary, would gross just $7.6 million during weekend two. That seemed impossible just a few years ago. You know, before Disney launched a crusade to openly queer little kids with homosexuality, transvestites, transsexuals, and drag queens. Also losing steam is the hideous Rachel Zegler's The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. By Monday, after three weekends in release, it will sit at a weak $122 million after grossing another $15 million this weekend. Break-even is probably around $300 million. It might hit that when overseas dollars are added in. By comparison, the original Hunger Games opened to grosses of $100 million and more. This weekend's top movie is Renaissance, a film by Beyoncé, which will open somewhere between $20 and $25 million. That's definitely not Taylor Swift money. Her concert film opened last month to $93 million. Disney has a real problem on its hands. The entertainment media will lie and blame Wish's failure, and all the other failures, on Disney+. Hell, if the suck-up media must, it will find a way to still blame COVID or sexist MAGA supporters or global warming or Israel or homeschooling. But the bottom line is this. Disney is now a danger to children, a predatory company looking to steal your child's innocence and sexually confuse them into neurotic, unhappy, easily exploitable sexual objects. Decent parents know this, and decent parents no longer want anything to do with Disney. This company was once one of the most universally beloved brands in the world for this reason. Disney protected your child's innocence, shielded it, and offered gentle and universal lessons about growing up in a tough world. Disgraced Disney Grooming Syndicate CEO Bob Iger says things are going to change. No more propaganda, he said. We got woke, and our movies went broke, he admitted. But we all know he is lying to hold off an investor revolt that threatens his demonic hold over the board of directors. Instead of making children's movies for normal people, Disney is making children's movies for wicked parents who believe they are sticking it to us Christian tards every time they take their child to drag queen story hour. The truth, though, is that they are disguising the destruction of their own child as virtue just so they can live with it. Why do these drag queens always want access to our kids? Why would a transvestite want to work at a Disney theme park? Why would we never allow a heterosexual exotic dancer to perform in front of small children but allow these male pigs in dresses to perform for small children? Why does Disney ignore the obvious answer to those questions and march on with its obscene queering campaign? Exposing little kids to adult sexual fetishes is evil. Disney is evil. No decent parent would let their children near Disney, which is now the equivalent of a guy in a van circling an elementary school, offering candy, and holding a camera. When you include promotion costs, Wish will likely have to gross $550 million to $600 million just to break even. It won't, and that makes me very, very, very happy. Update edit, I added a third very. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. After your purchase, email jjmnolte@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers and is the perfect Christmas gift. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle and audiobook. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh.